I think as we look around us, we see many profoundly unhappy people.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason they're unhappy is because they're seeking happiness in all the wrong places. They have been convinced that happiness is found in turning away from God, turning away from what's called religion, turning away from all of those self-righteous hypocrites at the church who have no happiness. And unfortunately, sometimes we have been guilty of sending that message. And sometimes they're right in perceiving a lack of happiness in church people who are always only in their minds condemning and not rejoicing. The early believers were known for their unprecedented joy. They weren't just known for what they abstained from. They were known for what they indulged in, the glory and goodness and beauty and happiness of God. And I think the people who are seeking happiness in sin are, many of them are, they're just, you see the hollowness in their mm-hmm. eyes. You see the anger. You see the hostility. If they were really finding happiness in sin, I mean really true happiness, lasting happiness, and happiness that's deep down, not just the superficial, okay, I felt good when I did the drugs for a little bit, and how's that working for you over the long term? Even the world recognizes that. You know, this is your brain on drugs. You see all of the commercials that show the horrific consequence, the meth addicts, and the before and after photos, and also people who are sexually enslaved. And even the world has the, sex addicts, anonymous types of things that are, the world recognizes Alcoholics Anonymous and the tremendous widespread nature of that, people getting off of drugs and alcohol addiction, all of that, because the world is recognizing there is misery in these things that people think will bring them happiness. And the same thing, like somebody's in an affair, and now they're happy. They have a smile on their face because they have love and their marriage partner wasn't getting them love, and the thing is, how do these things turn out? They don't show you the broken families. It's much like the cigarette advertising that doesn't show people dying of cancer and emphysema.